I'd like to discuss with you today the inyan of drinking on Purim. Chayiv Adam Levasume Bipuraya Adeloyada. Adeloyada Bein Or Hamul Baruch Baruch. Before I begin, I want a disclaimer. I grew up in the yeshivas that I grew up and among the communities that I grew up. It was usser. Completely usser to drink, and there was even levels of drinking, they would throw you out. With the greatest warnings not to drink, and it was all a reaction to horror stories that had happened in the past. So don't get me wrong, everything we're going to talk about now is just theoretical. It is not halacha l'maisa. And that touches upon minhagim. On the one hand, there are things which... is it halacha? Is it not? If it's halacha, you have to do. So obviously, it's not halacha. It's a minhag. To what degree?
But custom is halacha, they say. But
custom is greater than halacha. Minhag mevatel halacha.
But
we have to remember halacha lemaisa. We follow. I'm going to go through different opinions. We follow the various poskim. Pretty much, it's accepted in our circles to follow the opinions that it's not a good idea to drink. Maybe a teeny little bit, but once you start a teeny little bit, slippery slope, who knows? But it's not accepted. But let's discuss the inyan where it comes from and some of the issues that relate, that surround this inyan. Everything comes from the Gemara. The Gemara is in the Masechet Megillah of Zayin Amid Beis. The Gemara says the halacha. Here we go. Omar Rava comes from Rava. No, so we have Machla Yenachnam. That's another issue. Was it Rava? Was it Rabba? Because Rabba was a kohen, and there's a discussion. The Gemara for Kohanim Bisman Hazeh are allowed to drink yayin because the Beis Hamikdash may be rebuilt any moment. Any moment, Mashiach may come, and we will need Kohanim to do the service. So how was Rabba? Rabba was a kohen. How would Rabba be allowed to drink on Purim? How is any kohen allowed to drink on Purim?
10 hours.
What? And Nani Akavod, instant. You'll be there in a moment's notice. So maybe you'll tell me that you can drink a little bit, a revius, because a revius of yayin, so you can take a walk. The Gemara says you walk down Amos, so it dulls the effect of...
When they talk of yayin, it's not the same yayin.
Much stronger wine. They had much stronger wine. But let's say you drink a small amount of wine. It's not... The Gemara discussed this. A small amount of wine is not necessarily a problem to do the avodah, because you can dull the effect of a small amount of wine by walking a little bit. But it says here, getting drunk, levasume bipuraya adelo yoda, you're out cold, you're not going to be able to go for a walk and to dull the effect of yayin. You're out for 24 hours hangover until you're going to be able to come to your senses. So a kohen is going to drink adelo yoda ben orcham baruch Mordechai. What happens if Mashiach comes? So in Echnam, it's a very big problem of the gears. The gears now, Gemara is Rava, but you make a good point. It's discussed. This is a discussion in of itself. Was it Rabba or was it Rava? But let's learn the gear stuff for right now. Rava. That's another important issue of Kohanim drinking yayin, a lot of yayin. How are they allowed to do so? We need them for the avod. But let's go further. The chayiv inish levasume bipuraya, person is obligated. Now, that's a very powerful expression. The chayiv. One has an obligation, a full obligation. Levasume. Levasume is an unusual word. What does it mean? So Rashi comes to the rescue, and Rashi says the vasume means lehishtaker. It means not; it doesn't just mean to drink, to become intoxicated. Let's see. Let me define the words of Rashi. Oh, Rashi, Rashi writes lehishtaker b'yayin.
Made wine.
Rashi made wine. He's a winemaker.
It is.
Vested interest. Okay, but this indeed is an unusual word. And that itself is subject to much discussion. So we have two words here which right away trigger warning signs. Rava or Rabba? If it's Rabba, we got a big problem. It touches upon a major sugya of Kohanim drinking a lot of wine, becoming out and under for a long period of time, and they have to worry if Mashiach is going to come. The next big issue over here is a mechayif, obligation. Really? Maybe it's a nice hiddur, it's a minhag, it's a nice thing, you have an obligation. Okay, the next thing is inish, which we're not inish, it says inish and not odam. Many commentators, they focus on the chilik between an inish and an odam. Adam doesn't have to drink wine. In Inish, what's the chilek? That's another issue. Inish represents, and there's a plural for the word ish. The plural for ish is anoshim. Adam has no plural. Adam is singular. So when you're part of a group of people, you're part of a group of inish, I'm an ish, meaning I'm part of a group of anoshim, then there's a chiyuv to get a little merry, to get carried away. You don't have to drink that much wine to lose it. When you're part of a group, and the group gets out of control, you can get out of control without drinking that much. But when you're all alone, you have to drink a lot more. And that's also a point which I'm not prepared to speak about, I don't know, but it's also something which I've noticed the commentators focus on, the word inish and not the word adam. Whole different ballgame. Livasume
means collectively people, not necessarily
adam, mankind. Sometimes it means mankind, you're right, it means a mankind, sometimes it means referring to an individual. But ish has the advantage where it represents one person, but it represents one person's relationship to other people. Because an ish is part of anoshim. Adam is either mankind or it's the individual. There's no such thing as the plural of an Adam. Adamel Hashem is only one. Adam comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Adamel Lo Elyon. I will be similar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a different discussion. I just want to point out some of the issues before we get to some of the issues of Nizmar Chazal. We have Rava, Mechayiv, Inish, Levasume, which no one really knows what this means. Rashi says Lehish, is such an unusual word. What does this word mean? Rashi says Lehishtaker B'yayin, to become intoxicated, to lose your senses with wine. Bipuraya, that's also a very unusual word. Bipuraya, Purim. What's Bipuraya? What's this funny way of referring to Purim? Pariah. Pariah means a bed. It means a couch. So it's another word which is very curious. And then we have the ultimate thing, which is another word, ad. As ad v'ad b'chlal, or is it ad v'loy ad b'chlal? Ad lo yoda ben oror haman levaruch Mordechai. So I'll just tell you before we go through some of the yarn that many commentators learn that what it means is you mechuyif to drink a lot, but not to lose it. Drink just before ad v'loy ad b'chlal. If I'll take one more cup of wine, then I'm out and under. Just drink more than you used to, and keep on going, but know your limits. Drink one cup less than you would lose it. Because if you lose it, there's nothing that's more disgusting. There's nothing that's more connected to Kolat HaRakula if you come to the point where Lo Yada Bein Or Haman LeBaruch Mordechai. But we want you to rejoice. We want you to go to the extreme. But know your limits. Just drink, if you know that 20 cups of wine will take you to Lo Yoda, so drink only 19. Ad Lo Yoda. Bein Arur Haman LeBaruch Mordechai, it's curious the order. First is Arur Haman. Normally people like to, their senses are more focused on Baruch Mordechai. Arur, or maybe some people know, depends on the psychology. It depends on psychology. You have to talk to a psychologist. What is a strong emotion, hate or love? Which of the two is greater? It all depends. They're all different madrigals. So this is something which is also very curious, of why we are first comes Arur Haman, and then the order is Baruch Morch. Every single word you can pick away, every single word over here in this Maamar Chazal. Now, then the Gemara tells a story, which is very Nogei Halacha L'Maaseh. Rabba of Rabbi Zeira. Rabba and Rabbi Zeira. If I remember correctly, Rabba was always a joker. Now here we have Rabba. Rabba was the one that told the Halacha. The Giras of Agma was Rava, and now we have a Maisa Shaya with Rabba. Rabba, not Rava. Which is that the correct Giras? Maybe really was Rava and Rabbi Zeir. All of these things are very big issues. But Rabba, Rabbi Zeir. Now, by the way, it appears, if you certain, I don't remember the details, but I vaguely remember from memory, is that Rabba and Shas was a joker. Who's a joker? He looks like people like to make jokes to go to shul, always making a joke. Rabbi Zeir was the most serious guy in the world. Always walked around with his head down. He was afraid lightning was going to come out of the sky. And you know, he was a different person. There were these two people with the extreme opposites. So Rabba, Purim, wanted to loosen up Rabbi Zeira. This guy, he doesn't know what a joke is. Gotta shake him up a little bit. He takes me too seriously. So that's why he tried very hard to focus on Rabbi Zeira, to loosen him up. Rabba, Rabbi Zeira, Avdu Sudas Purim Bahadeh Hadad. We made a Suda. Now this we're going to get to this is a very big hot topic, which is throughout, I'm not going to go through the prot, but is this inyan of drinking Yayin, is it a mitzvah by itself, or is it part of the su'udah? So the person gets drunk, before he washes for the Sudas Purim, he just wasted his time. He wasn't mekayim anything. He didn't do anything. If there is a halacha, a person wants to fulfill the halacha of Chazal, and the halacha l'chayr is rooted in the Megillah, you may mishta v'simcha. We're going to see the real comes from the word mishta. You want to be mekayim divrei Chazal. You want to be mekayim divrei Kabbalah. So you have to do it according to the Shulchan Aruch. So the Shulchan Aruch, when do you get drunk? You get drunk, anytime, the whole day. Just get drunk, the whole, no. The drinking of the Yayin and the Lo Yada ben Arahal Baruch Mordechai must take place during the Seudas Purim. So if you want to get drunk, so have the Seuda early in the morning. If you're waiting for your Seuda until later in the afternoon, then there's no purpose. You're accomplishing absolutely nothing by drinking early in the morning or at night or whatever. That's one issue. You look in the poskim, it's not so clear. Some say it's part of the Seuda, and some say the drinking has nothing to do with the Seuda. From the Gemara, it's mashma that it's part of the Seuda. Because here it says they made a Seuda, and during the Seuda, they drank more than they should have.
I heard that someone is going to steal one hover.
Someone's going to?
To steal one hover, and he doesn't know who is Amon, who is Mordechai, he's also
going to. Someone's going to do what?
To sleep.
Go to sleep. That's the Amon. We're going to come to that. We'll come to Amon. Okay, let's see. So, Rabbah and Abizera of the Sudas put Bahadadadi, they had a Suda together. If some, they drank more than they should, they became intoxicated. Come Rabbah. Rabbah got up, Shachdeil Rabbi Zer, took out a knife, cut off his head. Shachdeil. Kosher Shchita. In fact, the Gemara says, the Gemara told Rabbi Zer, this is the Makar for the Gemara, Mesech Tachulu, Rabbi Zer says, what kills the animal? Is it the sharpness of the knife, or is it the pressure? When an animal is killed and when you slice the neck of the animal, there are two things, there are two physical forces that are working. There's a sharpness and there's the pressure. What kills? So Rabbi Zera says, I think the sharpness of the knife. How did Rabbi Zera know? Experience. He was slaughtered.
Yeah.
He had first hand experience. Rabbah took a knife to his neck and slit his neck and killed him. So he knew exactly the experience every little bird and animal goes through during the process of Shchita. Okay, so come Rabbah. What?
He was okay after this?
No, it says that he wasn't. Come Rabbah. Shachtei. It says. Come Rabbah. It says he take the Gemara literally. If you want to take the Gemara literally, let's take the Gemara literally. Shachtei. He slaughtered him. He killed him. Shchita. When you eat meat, the meat is moving around. When you eat a piece of meat, shchita. It's dead. It's dead. So Rabbi Zera was no longer from the living. So what happened? Shachar Rabbi Zera, Lamachar, next day he was in trouble. Where's my chavrus? Where's Rabbi Zera? He didn't show up. He didn't show up. Lamachar, Saboy Rachame, so Rabbah, he was in a stala. He was mispal the brach of Trias Mercha to Hashem Mechaye Hamesim.
Right.
And the Achye, he came back to life.
Okay,
don't try this at home, folks. don't try this at home. Zayin Amadeus. Megillah Dav Zayin Amadeus. Boy Rachne Vachye, Lashana. Now here is the following year. The next year, Tav Shinai in Dalit. The next year, Omale. Let's try this again. Let's come over. Omale, who said to who? Very interesting. Who said to who? Doesn't say. It doesn't say. How do you know? I don't know. It's not clear. I don't know who says. Doesn't say. Rabbi said to Rabbi Zera. Maybe Rabbi Zera had the experience of going to the next world, seeing the Elyon Lamayel Tachin
Lama Purim Torah. Was his body overnight?
It's. I think that's a Purim Torah of art to figure out who said to who. Who wanted to repeat the story? I think you have a right to say, at least in Purim, you have a right to say that it was from Zera that wanted to repeat the. I went to Olam Hamas. I want to come back and want to experience. Wouldn't we like to know what goes on and come back and tell everyone what goes on? The Hana would be to tell everyone. I write a book, bestseller. Let's do this thing. Let's have the Suda together. So the other one said, and again, not clearly said, Loi b'chol shaita v'shaita misrache shnitsa. Miracles don't happen every day. Last year we got lucky. Simply the Gemara means, you can say whatever you want, but simply the Gemara means that last year I was able to bring you back. Who says this shall be so fortunate that if things get out of hand, there'll be Tchias HaMesim. Now, fascinating as it may be, many people want to say, why did the Gemara tell us this story? The Gemara is telling us a story to tell us that the halacha is not like Rava. Rava starts out telling us, Chayiv mechayiv adam levasume bipuraya ad lo yada ben or hamul baruch mordechai. You're chayiv to drink to the limit. Along comes the Gemara, and the Gemara tells us the story. Look at the dangers. Look at what happened. Even the gedolei hadar, Rab and Rab Zera, if they drink ad lo yada, look what they did. They killed it, one killed the other. So alachas kam v'kama us. What could happen if someone has too much wine? What we can do? And therefore, the lav b'chol shaita, the Gemara's maskana is lav b'chol shaita v'shaita misrache shnisa. The Gemara, many poskim say this. A whole long list. The poskim say the Gemara is telling us that that's the halacha is not like Rava. That's what the Gemara exactly means to say lav b'chol shaita v'shaita misrache shnisa. You should not drink. You should not do this because who knows the sakana you're putting yourself into, and don't think you're going to be zecha to siyata shema. Hashem is going to protect you from sakana, from danger, and therefore the halacha is you should not drink and purim ad lo yada. Maybe you want to drink a little bit, okay, but don't drink ad lo yada. Alam b'chol shaita v'shaita mishachas nisha. Okay, so this is the Gemara, and we went to many diukim in the Gemara. Each one itself is a sugi in itself. Each single word of the Gemara, even who said to who, and is this Gemara telling the halacha like Rava, halacha telling the son like Rava? Find that is and Rashi teaches the word levasume. Rashi shita levasume means it's an unusual word to get intoxicated. Lehishtaker b'yayin. Not everyone holds. That's what those words mean. Maybe it means something else. Let's see Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch Simon Tov Reish Tzadi Hey. The Mechaber. This is the Mechaber. The Beis Yosef Sforad. He says, okay, that's the Mechaber. The Mechaber says he paskins, the Rambam also says this. The Rambam says this, I'll give you a list in a few moments, that a person indeed, we take the Gemara's first opinion, the Rambam, and let me see what else I have over here, if I can find it. Okay, I can't. Okay, at least the Rambam says that you should drink ad lo yoda, and so does the Mechaber, following in his ways. Hagah, along comes the Ramah. The Ramah disagrees. The yesh oimim de ein tzarch lehishtaker kol kach. No, I disagree. You don't have to get drunk to the degree. Ella yishta yoyser milimuda. Drink more than you are accustomed. If you're accustomed to drinking nothing, you drink a little bit, a little sip. If you drink one glass of wine, so you drink one and a half glass of wine. Yoyser milimuda. This is the kolboy. Okay, the kolboy, the Ramah is following the kolboy. The Yoshein, oh, how are you Mekayim the Gemara? So you said from Rav Yosef, even though he's a Sephardi, he said, you fall asleep, by falling asleep when you're not in a frame of mind, Mitoch She Yoshein, Eina Yodea, you no longer conscious, Ben Oror Haman Levaruch Mordechai. That's the Maharil. What?
Is this in the
Suda,
though?
Oh, so very interesting. The Beis Yosef does not quote this being part of the Suda. Excellent observation. The Rambam very clearly says that it's part of the Suda. The Rambam includes drinking part of the Suda. The Beis Yosef and the Rambam make no mention. It's a separate inyan. You can do this early in the day. You drink a little bit. I was Mekayim the Halacha. I was Mekayim as a Minig. You do the Shem Shemaim. You drink a little bit. You had Toyim Atam Yayin. There's something called Mintoimatam Yayin, for we'll see, we'll discuss some of the Minyanim. And if you can go take a little nap for 5-10 minutes, you put your head down, so you Mekayim Be'i Lo Yoda Be'in Arham Rach Mordechai, and you Toimatam Yayin, and it does not need to be during the Suda, at least according to the Beis Yosef, the Mechaber, and the Ramah. Be'in Arham Rach Mordechai, then he goes on to include V'yachad Amar V'yachad Hamamit, Ovat She'ichavi Libo L'Shamayim, and he goes on to say that this thing is very unusual for the Ramah to say something like this, says everyone is different. You cannot generalize. Yes.
Some people have one type of nature, some people are the rabba, they're jokers, some people are a gezera, and the more serious type, each to his own, as long as you mechav l'shem shemayim, you do whatever you have to do, as long as you're safe, and you don't make any trouble, you don't harm anyone, and you don't make trouble. Okay, Mishnah Berurah. In the Mishnah Berurah, he adds in something, just part of the Mishnah Berurah, he has Marech on what it means, Ben Arham Rach Mordechai, which I'm not going to go into, but you'll look at it later, but he says over here, just a point, something very important, which gets into another very big issue. Ayin be'or zeruah, demikol makom yirelio zohir. When you drink a lot, you get into another very big issue. What about netilas yodayim? Especially according to the shita of the mechaber, that it's not part of the suda. If you're drunk and then later you can eat a suda, you're not going to wash. You're not going to be in a frame of mind to make a proper bracha of al netilas yodayim. You're not going to make a bracha of hamaitzi. And worse, the biggest nightmare is you won't bench. Person's drunk, what's going to be with benching? If lo yodim in our home, Rach Mordechai, benching is a mitzvah deraisa. So that's Odik in the Rambam, that you should, that it takes time to get drunk. It's a process. You drink, and then it takes, let's say, 10 minutes until you come to that point in time. So you have to bench, and the drinking is during the suda, and before it hits you. It's a very big deal. It's only being dictated in the Rambam, because you have a very big issue. How can you drink? You're not going to bench. It's part of the suda. So you drink, and as it's getting to you, you have to hop around and bench. You have to bench before it hits you. So ayin b'yar zeruah, demikol makom yirli yazobinin, netilas yodayim, b'rchas hamoitzi, b'rchas hamozayin. Three very important things. Netilas yodayim, b'rchas hamoitzi, b'rchas hamozayin, v'yeh simcha shal mitzvah, and not a simcha hoilus. V'amri m'godim, shakal savdinyin, suda spor, ma'atma savyonim, shakmonas, evshul tzor kavona, al zel l'shemit, and he goes on, oh, you have to have kavona, then when they now, let's discuss some of these in yonim. Okay, so we have discussed a few of these other things. Now,
excuse me.
Now let me say, what's the, why is there an Indian to drink wine? So many of us tell us that it's simcha, right? Very simple. On Yom Tov, there's a mitzvah, v'samachta b'chagecha. How do you have simcha? The Gemara tells us, the basar v'yayin. Meat and yayin brings simcha. So Rav Yitzchak Zev Soloveitchik, the Briskerov, says that that's not necessarily true when it comes to Purim. When it comes to Yom Tov, the simcha is to be misameach in Hashem. It's to rejoice in the Ribbono Shel Olam. The basar v'yayin, the yayin is a means to come to rejoice in Hashem. Purim, the yayin is the chefsa shel mitzvah. It's the simcha itself. Why? So he doesn't say, but all the farshim, they elaborate, is because in the Megillah it says, Yimei Nishte V'simcha. The day of Purim was established by the day of Nishte. Nishte means a suda of yayin, just to drink the wine. The yayin itself is not the means to be misameach in the Ribbono Shel Olam. The yayin itself is the simcha. That's what Hashem wants you to do. Just like on Chanukah, we have shemen. Shemen is the chefsa shel mitzvah. It was a miracle. The shemen lasted for 8 days. So what do you do with shemen? You take that same object with which the mitzvah becomes a chefsa shel mitzvah, and you light the menorah. You light the menorah for 8 days. This was the miracle. So too on Purim, the yayin is the chefsa shel mitzvah, like the shemen, and you have to act upon it. You have to drink it. You have to consume it. Now why? Why? Because everything that happened in the Megillah happened through yayin. The story of Vashti, how was Vashti deposed, how was she killed, because it was a Mishta Yayin. And Achashverosh demanded that she come and appear, and she refused to come. How did Esther, how did she rise to power, and how was she able to arouse the curiosity of Achashverosh? It was through two parties of Yayin. And not the second party of Yayin, Haman had his downfall. The Megillah is built upon parties of yayin. The critical events in the Megillah which brought about the miracle happened through a mishteh of yayin. The yayin memela becomes the chefsa shel mitzvah, similar to how shemen on Chanukah is the chefsa shel mitzvah. Memela, you have to drink yayin to be mekayim what the day is all about, the chefsa shel yayin. Okay, now that's one important idea. Now let me tell you a little drush. a little drush of what is the significance indeed of Yayin? Why did it come about that the miracle of Purim was through a mishnah of Yayin? So to this we have to go back and understand where Yayin, the first time a person got carried away by Yayin. Let's take a step back. Chazal are very distant. A lot of the Gedolim that are very against Pasuk that it's also to drink Yayin and Purim, and tell us that the Iker is like Rab and Rab Zera not to drink, is because how could it be there's a mitzvah to drink Yayin? Look at the Torah. Every time someone drank Yayin in the Torah, most of the time, the result was a Chorban. Lot drank wine, and what happened? Incest. His two daughters. Noach, Vayachal Noach Yishua Adama. Nodav Avihu, they drank wine when they died. The whole Simcha, the Chanukah Samishkon was ruined because of Yayin. So you're telling me that us, if this, you're dealing with Noach, even Lot, we're dealing with the time of Tanakh, we're going to drink Yayin and get carried away, we'll destroy the world. It's a Chorban, how could it be? So that's what they're very upset with this whole thing of drinking Yayin. But that forces us to take a closer look at Yayin Noach. What was Noach? The first time we have Yayin is Noach. What happened Noach? Noach comes out of the Teva, Vayachal Noach Yishu Adama, Os Atzmei Chulin, he made himself Chulin, instead of being Oisik in spiritual matters, he planted a vineyard to have some good Yayin, he drank from the Yayin, he became intoxicated, became drunk, he was naked, and his three children saw him, and so on and so forth. What's going on? So I once saw a Jewish, and he says that we have to understand the world, in order for wine, wine is really grape juice. It's a product of the grape. Wine causes one to become intoxicated. Yayin is only mishtaker when it ferments. Grape juice has no effect on the mind. Yayin has to... Fermentation is a process of decay. It's sirchein. The process of grape juice turning into alcohol is a process of decay. Just like you have gesundheit, you have fruit. Fruit becomes rotten; it decays. On a chemical level, when the grape juice begins to ferment, there is sirchoin. That sirchoin turns into a product which is delicious, which is stimulating for the mind, but it's still sirchoin. Before the mabul, there was no sonar. I don't know if this is what I've read somewhere. I read this in a Jewish safe. I don't know the details, but it makes a lot of logical sense. It has to be studied if it's really correct, because we're going to build upon this. Before the mabul, there was no such thing where yayin, you can drink all you want, you would become intoxicated. Didn't happen. Because before the mabul, the world, there was no sirchon. It was a pure world. The seasons were different. The world was very different than it is today. But Hashem, through the mabul, nature changed. Man lives only 120 years. Everything in the world was downgraded. The purity of the world was downgraded. Things began to rot. The quality of life greatly was diminished after the mabul. The first time fruits decayed was after the mabul. The first time wine fermented, grape juice fermented and turned into alcohol was after the mabul. Noach had no experience with this. Noach, he planted a vineyard, produced grapes, squeezed the grapes, has the yayin, grape juice. Delicious grape juice, just like it was before the mabul. Little did Noach realize, after the mabul, the world now has miskatnu hadoros. The world is impure. There's sirchein, and that sirchein will cause the wine to ferment and cause it to turn into alcohol. The alcohol will cause your mind to be stimulated. You'll become drunk and you'll do things that you never imagined you would ever do. He didn't know this. He was innocent. He didn't know there's something called sirchein. There's something called alcohol. It was a new phenomenon which came into existence after the mabul. And what was the mabul? The mabul was the chorban of the world. Now, let's go a step further. When did the miracle of Purim happen? The miracle of Purim happened after the chorban bayis rishon. The chorban bayis rishon, to a certain degree, was a new mabul, was a new chorban in the world. The world was Chorav once again. Just like the Mabul was a time in the world when it was Chorban, and with Chorban brings Sirchain, decay, and the decay is realized in the fermentation of Yayin. It's sensed in nature, in food. With the Chorban Beis Hamikdash, when the Bayis Rishon was Chorav, there was a great decay, a ureda which came down into this world. The whole world was on a much lower spiritual level. Therefore, the whole story of Purim, where Achashverosh was willing lahashmi laharug ulabid es kol hayehudim with Vashti, and the whole series of events all takes place through Yayin. This potential that it can be, that Klal Yisrael can be destroyed, lahashmi laharug ulabid es kol hayehudim, the world doesn't appreciate the gods of Klal Yisrael, only can happen after the world has sunk to a new low level of Chorban, similar to what happened to the world after the Mabul. There was a pure world, there was a Chorban, there was a pure world with the Beis HaMikdash, there was a Chorban, we sung to a new low, Vayoch, and then what happened? Vayochel Noyach Isho Adama. The story of Purim and all the parties of Yayin, the Mishta Yayin, is just another parallel of Vayochel Noyach Isho Adama, Vayita Korim. He planted a vineyard, produced wine, and in that product that he drank captured the difference between the world now and the world that was before. And the world that's now is on a much lower level. It's a corrupt world. Same thing. This was the first major event to Klal Yisrael after the Churban Beis HaMikdash. The Mikdash was destroyed. We're now living in a new world. And now, how the product of that world is going to be sensed in Yayin. And Yayin here in the Mishta Yayin. And it was through this Mishta Yayin of where Haman was elevated, Vashti was removed, and Haman was elevated, and Haman planned the Hashem Haragdus Kol HaYehudim, but then we were Zochet to the miracle. So therefore, we have to focus, when we focus on the Yayin, the goal is to bring the world, or at least to remind ourselves, that there used to be a world that was once upon a time much more, was more pure and more holy, pristine. And that world was the world before the decay that is sensed in the Yayin. So all of it surrounds this idea of Yayin, and that is why we focus on the Mishteh of Yayin. So let's tell some other quick ideas. First of all, women are not a chayv of this halacha. Everyone knows that, that women said first in halacha, that women have no obligation to drink Yayin on Purim.
They
are designated drivers. Okay, the Gemara of Yaakov Eden wants to bring a raya that at the time of the Gemara they didn't drink Yayin and Purim, from a very famous Gemara in the Yerushalmi where we have Ma'aseh Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi. Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi only drank wine on Pesach four kosos, and he had a headache. The Gemara says a headache until the next Pesach. It took him a year to recover. So this is Yerushalmi. So Yaakov Emden says, but what about Purim? If the halach is mechayiv adam levasume bepuraya, how could it be the holy Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi didn't drink? The Gemara doesn't make an issue. What about drinking yayin on Purim? It must be that he brings a raya like the postkin that there's no chayiv to drink yayin on Purim. But you see, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi, he only had the issue on Pesach. He did not have the issue on Purim.
He only had a headache for 11 months.
Okay, another idea. This is a cute idea that Mordechai v'Rabbi may ame ha'aretz misyahadin. It's a medrash. I don't know where this comes from. It must be a medrash. Is that when Mordechai, when many people after the miracle of Purim wanted to be megayer, Mordechai was suspect. He didn't trust they really was a l'shem shemayim. So it says somewhere in some obscure medrash that Mordechai, to test them if they were sincere in their geiris, would have them drink more than they were accustomed to, have them get drunk. He took them to a bar, and they drank and drank and drank. And when these goyim were drunk, then you hear their pnimius comes out. You really can sense if they were they're sincere in their geiris, not. So when we drink, someone has suggested our drink on yayin is a zecher for this, the rabbin, it's far-fetched, but it says a very holy source that say this, the rabbin me'ame haretz misyahadim, and the test to determine the pneumius was to drinking, and therefore we enact this by reminding ourselves by also drinking on Purim. Now we have another idea. Some farshas say is that when we drink, there is one place in the Torah where drinking yain is good. Yosef says Yosef, his brothers came after the brothers not seeing for 22 years. None of them drank wine, and the first time they drank wine, the achdus vayishtu imoy, vayishkeru imoy. They drank wine together with him. Sheikhar. The first time in 22 years, all of them drank wine. So the musar of art is that when you drink, you have to drink yayin with the kedusha of Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik represents the concept of discipline. Vayonos vayetzei hachutza. You have to know atkan. You have to know where the limits are. Vayonos vayetzei hachutza. So if you want to drink, Loit didn't have that discipline. Pumfakar Loit, he was influenced after the wealth of Sodom. Noach, he was influenced after the Adama. You have to drink. You have to drink together with Yosef, with the Nida of Yosef, of Kedusha, of righteousness and discipline. This is the Musar and how and when a person drinks on Purim. We have Adlo Yoda with Arhar Baruch Mordechai, so everyone knows the famous story. Well, how could it be to drink Adlo Yoda? You know, even the people that are drunk as possibly we can tell you the difference between Haman and Mordechai. So what then does it mean? So there are many perushim. One perush is that they have the same gematria. Or Haman and Baruch Mordechai both equal 502. Now when you're a little bit drunk, it's hard to make the calculation. What's the gematria of Aleph, Reish, Vav, Reish, Hey, Mem? You know, you start making the numbers, you can't do math, you're a mathematician. Right? Once already you have too many cups of wine to start doing the math, that's what it means. Been Or Haman, Baruch Mordechai, you can no longer do the math. Other parts say much deeper interpretations of Avudraham, we don't have this. There used to be a pismine. I don't know if maybe we do have it. A very long pismon on Purim that was customarily sung, and each stanza alternated between Baruch Mordechai and Ar Haman. When you drink a little bit too much and you start singing the pismon, you lose track of when you're supposed to say Baruch Mordechai and when you're supposed to say Ar Haman. So it doesn't mean you don't know the difference between Ar Haman and Baruch Mordechai. It means that when you sing the pismon, this long pismon which has 20 stanzas, and you got to keep chesh and when to alternate, you're ready, your mind is already a little bit loose, you can't keep track of when to say Baruch Mordechai and Ar Haman. Another idea that Chassam said is a little bit of a very, it's a little bit of a drush, is that the difference between Ar Haman and the same gematria, 502, and the number 502 is the gematria Shever, Shin, Beis, Reish. Shin and Reish is 500. Beis is 2. But there's a Shever with a Shin, Shever, and there's a Sever with a Sin. Two different sides. A Shin means to break. Shever means to break. Sever means to hope, to yearn. We have two psukim. One pasuk says, V'shever pishoim v'chatoim yachtov. The evildoers and the sinners will be broken together. It refers to the wicked. And then we say in Ashrei, Sivroi al Hashem Elokav. Your hope and your yearning is for Kadosh Baruch Hu. So when it means, the Chassam Sofer says, Bein Or Haman LeBaruch Mordechai, it's the gematria of 502, Shever, but you confuse between the two psukim, the sin, the Eska person, when it says in the pasuk, is it Sivroi al Hashem Elokav, or is it Sivroi? Shivroi or Sivro? Is it the Shever Peshoim V'chatoim, or is it Sever Peshoim V'chatoim? It's the same word. Is it a sin or a shin? Is the dot on the right side? Is the dot on the left side? One pasuk refers to tzaddik, and one person refers to the Rishoim. Rabbi Kefet, interesting what he said, this made an impression on me. He said he was describing the scene in Purim in Eretz Yisrael recently, and he was describing the difference between in his lifetime, 50 years ago and today. And he said 50 years ago he was in Purim in Lakewood. He was a Talmud for a short time by Rav Aaron Kotler. Rabbi Aaron Rakefet. And he was a Talmud by Rav Aaron Kotler. And there in Purim they got drunk. The boys, the yeshiva Lakewood must have been a teeny tingle yeshiva, and they all got drunk. They got stone drunk. And last year, we recently was in Eretz Yisrael, and he saw a bunch of Talmud, a bunch of yeshiva bachim get drunk. And he said, when he saw an Eretz Yisrael, the yeshiva bachim get drunk, it was the most disgusting thing he ever saw. They were drunk, they were vomiting, they were saying these crazy things, it was disgusting. 50 years ago in Lakewood, where a kefir is not exactly a Lakewood, you know, if you listen to his tapes, you'll know he's not exactly from the Lakewood crowd, but he said 50 years ago when they got married, they got drunk in Lakewood, it was the most beautiful thing he ever saw. He said their penis came out and they were saying Torah, Chidushin, Yerushalayim, and he was just reflecting Miskatnu Hadaros. Nichnas Yayin Yetze Sot. When you have a generation, when you have a person whose pnimius is Mole Kedusha, Mole Yerushalayim, brought up in an environment of true Yerushalayim, and you give him too much to drink, Yetze Sot, what comes out is Torah Yerushalayim, a tshuka to come closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu. But in our generation, Skatnu Hadaros, we don't have that anymore. So unfortunately, when we get carried away, what comes out is not a very pleasant thing. There are many stories where they said that Rav Sol Salanter on Purim, he tried. He tried his hardest, they say, to drink Ad Lo Yoda, and he didn't succeed because the more he drank, it was still clear to him the difference between Or Haman Baruch Mordechai. But in the process of him drinking Ad Lo Yoda, came out from him the most brilliant Chidushei Torah that he ever said his whole life on Purim, in the process of trying to come to that state, which he never actually succeeded in doing. Okay, I just say one other thing. I just remember this. You know, people are different. I just know. I can't tell you the names of the people. I know a certain group of people. The leader of this group is a very big person, very large person, and can hold a lot of liquor. For him to get loosened, it takes good few gallons of wine, of strong wine. But his Hasidim, they're lightweights. They're shvacha people. They just drink one cup. He's very intimidating. He sat with his Hasidim, and he drank l'chaim. And I hear, you know, no big deal. L'chaim. Every time he drank l'chaim, the Hasidim, the Rebbe drinks l'chaim. You also got to drink l'chaim. But the difference is, for him, he kept on drinking l'chaim. You know, after 10 cups of wine, he's still not. He hasn't even gotten started. But in the Hasidim, when they drank already, they were gone. So the idea is, this is okay. Just a couple of things, and keep in mind, chayiv adam to each zone. It says in the Mechab in the Ramah, echad hamar ve'echad hamabro vashi schadim liboy lashemayim. Okay, we'll stop here. Have a wonderful day.